This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Have you ever wondered how some people make eating healthy, exercise, and managing stress look so easy? You can too. Welcome to Wellness Wisdom, where we uncover the secrets to lasting health and happiness and empower you to make wise health choices, see results, and create a healthy lifestyle for good. Join Camille Kennard, licensed social worker, certified health and wellness coach, a self-care specialist on the journey to explore how to make health and well-being possible for you. It's a health and wellness journey you can take together. Please welcome your host, Camille Kennard.
It's Camille from Flourish Wellness Consulting, and I'm really excited about our episode today for Wellness Wisdom. As many of you know, I emphasize three secrets to health and happiness: mindful eating, joyful movement, and stress resilience. And happy 2018, everybody. This is an exciting year to start anew and get excited about your health and taking care of yourself. Today, I love the subject that we're going to talk about and the person that we're going to talk to, who I believe is a real expert on fitness and nutrition and really helping us tune into our bodies. So I'm just really excited about the show today. We're going to really put a lot of emphasis on joyful movement. So those of you that are wondering, what can I do in the new year to move my body to feel good, you know, to take better care of my health, you're going to love this episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'd like to welcome Summer Milkovich. Welcome, Summer.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Summer is the owner of Summer K Fitness, and she specializes in personal training and nutrition coaching. And she's also the creator of an online coaching program that's called Stronger Inside and Out. And it incorporates inner and outer strength on a digital platform, which is awesome. Summer has competed in 3 NPC and NGA fitness competitions. So she knows her stuff. She knows what she's talking about. She's seen results. She's dedicated to inspiring and motivating others to take control of their health through strategic nutrition and physical fitness. She's a wife and a stepmom to 2 amazing children, with one of her own children on the way, which is so exciting. And in her spare time, she enjoys outdoor recreational activities and trying out new healthy recipes. And I know Summer because she's a part of my women's networking group. And not only is she an amazing personal trainer, nutrition specialist, she's an amazing human being. She's just a sweet, kind, good person, and very inspiring to those she's around. So I'm really excited to have Summer on our show today. And Summer, I'd love to have you kind of tell us about your journey. I know for a lot of my clients and a lot of people in health and wellness, there's kind of their own journey that they went through to get to the place of wanting to help others to take care of their health. Can you tell us a little bit of what kind of motivated you or inspired you?
Sure. thank you for that kind introduction. I made the switch to working with others and kind of dedicating my life to inspiring others to take control of their health about 4 years ago. I had been in corporate America working, you know, in advertising and then working in insurance, and I really didn't enjoy it. And my husband, who had seen me going through all these different fitness competitions and learning the, you know, ins and outs of bodybuilding and of nutritions and really breaking down macros and understanding it all. He said, you know, the only time you get really fired up and really excited is when you're talking about either lifting or nutrition. And he said, why are you in these jobs and making you miserable when your calling is clearly something different?
Yeah.
And so I was fortunate enough that I had such a supportive man who encouraged me to chase my dreams. And it's really led me down this path of discovery and getting down to why it's so important to me. And there's a lot of reasons why, but the first and most important reason is that I was diagnosed with endometriosis when I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And for those listeners who are not familiar with that, it's a disease that women get. There's no cure for it. It causes sharp stabbing pain in your abdomen. And there's a lot of treatments the doctors will give you, but it's all basically surgery or hormone replacements, different types of drugs. And for me, I had tried all the drugs and nothing was working, and finally discovered an alternative, which was changing the way I ate and the way I lived my life. Mm. It changed my world. I had no idea that I had that much control over my health. And I think a lot of people are that way. We trust the doctors out there, mm-hmm. and we trust the medical system, and we don't realize how much of it is really in our hands and how much of it we can control just by what we're eating and the way we're living our life and the way we're moving our bodies. Mm. And so that's what fueled me originally and just made me passionate, because I want people to know that you're not stuck with the hand that you're dealt. Mm. You know, you can change things, and I'm living proof of that.
I love that, because I think a lot of people feel like sometimes they're weighed down, that it's impossible or that they can't change their health. And I love that your husband noticed that this was something you were passionate about, that you were really into it. And I think it's really hopeful for people to see that if they're having pain or different, I know, chronic illness, mm-hmm. that actually changing the way you eat, move, and handle stress can actually change your whole experience with your own health, which is really exciting and hopeful, I think, for a lot of people, you know?
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing part of your journey. And it sounds like you're feeling really well, and you're pregnant and having a baby, which is super exciting, right?
So your health. Very exciting.
Yeah.
From the time I was 19 years old, I've had doctors and nurses saying, well, you better hurry up and have a baby while you're young, because the chances of you getting pregnant later aren't very good. So you need to have a baby while you're young and then get a hysterectomy, because that's the only cure for endometriosis. And I'm living proof that that's not the case. I'm 37 years old and I'm expecting my first child.
Oh, I love that. That's so exciting. I think that we put some limits on ourselves sometimes. And sometimes the medical culture does as well, right? Says this, you can only do this or that. I love that story that taking care of your health actually improved so many different things for you. And you found that it was something that was a passion and that you wanted to help other people with. I love that. So maybe tell us a little bit about what that was like to do these competitions where you're really trying to get your body to a supreme right level of fitness and health. Tell us a little bit about what that took for you. I'm curious about that. And I think a lot of our listeners would love to hear.
Well, it's definitely a journey. Yeah. The first competition that I competed in, I was still working full time as an insurance agent. And I had been working with a personal trainer and had put on some muscle and was very proud of it, and told him, hey, I'm thinking about doing a competition. And he said to me, well, I want you to go watch one and see what it actually is and what those women are going through and what the stage presentation is like, and then come back to me and tell me if you really want to. And so I did, and I watched, and I said, okay, I'm scared to death, but I want to do this. You know, what's it going to take? And he said, well, you know, we're going to train together. You need to be lifting 5 to 6 times a week. We're going to change this. And he said, and I need you to hire a nutrition coach. And I said, well, but I eat really well. You know, I feel like I eat really well. You know, I'm very conscious about what I eat. And he said, no, you don't. You don't eat strategically.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game when it comes to that. So I hired a coach, competition coach, to help me with my nutrition and coach me through the process. And I learned so much about meal composition, macros, and the breakdown, and how to actually put on lean muscle and having the nutrition to support it. It was a change, complete change in the way I had been. I very much underate without realizing it. So I went from, you know, maybe having 3 or 4 good meals a day to eating 6 times a day, meal prepping like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
everything you do revolves around getting ready for this competition. I remember my coach telling me, you know, these competitors, they become obsessed. And I thought, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's true, because every single thing you do is going to reflect when you step onto stage.
Mm. You know,
all the food you're doing. And so that helped me later in life to really understand food on a deeper level and use food as fuel.
Mm. Right?
That food is not our friend and it's not our enemy. It's our fuel to help us through the day and to help us through life. And I really try to incorporate that with all of my clients and just teach them that core principle, because so many of us, we use food as a crutch, right?
Yeah. Emotional eating and that. Yeah,
exactly. And I know you work really, really hard with clients on that. And so when we can take a step back and really break it down and see, okay, what is this food really doing for us?
Mm.
How are the carbs I'm eating? How am I utilizing those or not utilizing them? And what's that end result going to be?
Mm.
So that was the first thing I really learned, was the nutrition side. Now from the bodybuilding, the weight lifting side of things, I gained a new appreciation for the sport as a whole and really understanding the breakdown of muscles and how when we're training for aesthetics, when you're training your back, you're not just, oh, you know, a generic back workout. It's specific that this is for my traps. This is for, you know, my lats. You know, you get very specific what each exercise is, what it's for, and breaking down the form. I have a lot of joint issues. I'm about 6 feet tall and I'm all legs, and I have really bad knees and hips. And so I had to learn how to strength train and put on muscle while dealing with joint issues.
Mm.
My first competition, I actually had my sacrum tilted and was actually protruding, and it looked like I had a tail.
Oh, wow.
And it was from incorrect strength training, from trying to lift too heavy without the correct form. So for my future competitions, I really learned how to correct that and to just lift how my body needed me to. And so that's another thing I really work on with clients, is just knowing that because you have a joint issue doesn't mean that you can't exercise or that you can't lift. There's ways to correct all of that. And so that's the second really important thing I learned from competing. And the last thing was self-love.
Mm.
Because you tear yourself apart and you have to be mentally strong in order to step stage in a tiny bikini in what is basically a glorified beauty pageant with muscles.
Mm.
You have to be strong enough and love yourself enough to be like, this is me. And, you know, I've given it everything I've got. And I don't know. There's a lot of mental strength that goes into that, because you question yourself constantly. Mm. Am I good enough? Did I do enough? Am I lean enough? Am I this, that, and the other? And so learning to just love yourself, and even more importantly, to love myself after the competition, when you no longer have that body, you know, because that's not maintainable.
Yeah.
To be this lean, ripped person. So to just love yourself and your body the way that it is and the way you're feeling like your best self.
I love that. And I think that, you know, most people are not going to do some kind of a competition like you did. And the reason that I am so intrigued by it, and I think it's so awesome, is that the things that you learned about yourself by really taking on a challenge. And I think for my clients and your clients, sometimes it's a challenge just to start an exercise program, right? That might be a big challenge for people. And I love that you said you learned that food is fuel, you know, that your muscles, that you can get stronger and you can see results in the way when you exercise your muscles, you can see results, and that you learn to love yourself, which to me, I feel like with a lot of my clients, if I can even get them to say, I'm okay the way I am and I love myself, then that's like a pivotal point for them to be able to get to the next place where they're wanting to do things to improve themselves and improve their health. So I love that. And I think that's so important. And I love that your trainer had you go to a competition first to kind of see what it was like. And I feel like that's so important for people to have something in front of them that says, is this possible, right? Go check out something that you want to do. Go to a gym. Or I have my clients do like a picture of what they want their body to look like and what they want their health to be like, right? So kind of keeping it in mind that it's possible and that you can do things that are challenging for you, right? You can do hard things. So I love that. And I think that's really for anyone, you know, and I think a lot of my clients are like, well, I'm not going to run a marathon or I don't want to, you know, be a bodybuilder. But anybody that's going to make a change in your life, you have to change that mental part, right? That part. I love that you said it took a lot of, I don't know if you said determination or mental strength kind of a thing to do that. Yeah. So I love that. And thank you for sharing that with us. I think that's super interesting. And it doesn't matter what your goal is. If your goal is that I want to walk 2 miles, that could be just as hard as someone bodybuilding or doing something that maybe challenges them. And I love the idea of we don't compare ourselves to anyone else. We just look at where we're at and what we want to be and what we want to experience in our lives. So I would love to have you share with us a little bit more about your philosophy and kind of what you do with individual clients. And maybe you could share with us a client that you've worked with in the past that you've been able to see that shift, the mental shift as well as the physical shift. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have Summer tell us a little bit about some of her clients that she's worked with.
Mindful health to help you flourish. What if in just 90 days you could completely change your life? If you could start losing the weight that's been weighing you down, get better sleep, eat better, have more energy, and have a healthy lifestyle for good. Have you ever wondered why changing your health is so hard? Do you want to believe it is possible? What you mentally focus on grows. This program is set up to help you grow a garden of health. In just 90 days, you can learn the habits of health. This is not a diet or a short-term health challenge, but a healthy lifestyle change for the long term. Health starts in your mind. Through this workbook and audios, you'll be guided and empowered with the confidence to see results and change your life. 30 days to plant the seeds of beliefs and mindset. 30 days to nourish the seeds through daily health habits, and 30 days to grow and thrive by gaining confidence and energy when you see the results of improved mood, weight release, and finding enjoyment in moving your body. Buy this program and watch yourself flourish. What you focus on grows. Let's grow a healthy body and mind. Reserve this program today by contacting Camille at flourishwellnessconsulting.com. It's time to change your life for good.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Wellness Wisdom. This is just such a great topic that we're talking about, which is fitness and movement. And I want people to think of movement as something that's possible for you, whether you've had issues with moving your body in the past, with pain or joint problems. And I'm talking today to Summer Milkovich, and she's a personal trainer as well as a nutrition specialist. And she has a whole online business where she's helping people with these health goals. And really, her passion is to help people feel like it's possible that they can make these changes and to feel confident about themselves. So, Summer, I'd love to have you share with us a little bit of, you know, what you do with clients and kind of your passion and where you come from. And what you've seen with clients that's been helpful.
Absolutely. If it's all right, I'll share two different clients. One's a client that I've been working with one-on-one. And we do in-person training, and I give her her meal plans. And she comes to see me 3 times a week. When she came to me, she she's very petite, very short. She's only 5'3". Mm. And very round. I think she'd be okay with me saying that. Her goal was, she had a trip to Paris planned, and she said, I don't want to have to wear a seatbelt extender when I fly.
Oh yeah.
I've had to do that before, and it was very embarrassing and very hard for me, but I have joint issues and I'm very concerned. And I said, okay, well, let's take it one step at a time. And she said she was wonderful with her expectations and her goals, because she said, I'm 32 years old and it's taken me 32 years to get this size. I realize it's not going to happen overnight for it to change. So we set together a plan, and we started out just doing body weight only and working through some joint issues she had. We had to work on mobility issues, corrective issues to kind of get her through that. And so it wasn't until a good, I want to say, 6 weeks before we even started adding any weights into her program, because so much of it was just getting her body moving correctly, right? In the correct form so that it wouldn't cause her issues and so that she wouldn't hate the program.
Yeah.
She would enjoy it and get lasting results. So after that, we started adding some weights to it. We changed the way she ate. We got really specific about timing and having her, the large portion of carbs that she ate be before and after her workouts. And we also worked a lot on positive self-talk and setting, I have all my clients every week set a spiritual or a self-improvement goal. Mm-hmm. They set a fitness goal, a nutrition goal, and then a spiritual goal. And lots of times that's positive self-talk, having a gratitude journal, different things along the way.
I love
that. Well, 3 months later, she had lost enough weight that she was able to travel without the seatbelt extender to Paris and walk all around without having any joint issues and having good energy. And she just had the best trip of her life because she had taken the time and invested in herself to make those changes.
So that's so wonderful and exciting for someone to see those results. I know with a lot of my clients, I try to not have them be obsessed with the scale, but to look at what other results. Are they having more energy? Do their clothes fit better? I love that she was able to do something that she hadn't done, which was not have the seatbelt extender. I think that's so exciting to help people see that what they're doing, they can actually see results, right? And it's, I think, because when they have a lot of weight that they've maybe been carrying around for a while, it's hard for people to see that it's possible to see just even incremental positive changes, right? So thanks for sharing that. I think that's really cool. And you had another client you...
With my online program, there's been a couple of clients who, through this program, it's a 90-day program, and you get a different meal plan and a different workout plan every other week. And the workout plans, I send a video of me demonstrating all of the exercises. The beginner level, it is all at-home workouts, and then the intermediate and advanced levels are done in a gym. And what I've found with a lot of my clients, it'll be females who will sign up for the program, but when they send the results over, they're like, and by the way, my husband, who's been doing it with me, is down even more than I am.
Yeah.
They'll say, my husband is down, and he hasn't even been working out. He's just been changing the way he eats because he knows what I eat.
Yeah.
And so it's just making those changes and those little shifts that people don't realize. It can be so much easier than you realize. And you just get, you can see results so, so fast. And like you said, sometimes it's the energy side of it. And sometimes it's the aesthetic side of it. And either way, it's a huge win. It's a huge win for the self-esteem.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you're seeing these little shifts and that people, it's kind of like the synergy of when you're changing your life, those around you are like, oh, I want to do this too, or they see the positive out of it. And there can be a lot of good, I know from a lot of my clients having accountability, other people that are supporting them and also maybe doing what they're doing, I think is really cool. So I think I just talked about how one of the secrets I feel like of happiness is making movement joyful. Because a lot of people feel like exercise can be dread, right? It's kind of that mind shift and changing it. What are the ways that you help people see that exercise could be fun or it could be enjoyable?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that the most important thing, I love that you say movement, because movement is different for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something that brings you joy and it makes you happy. And whether that is bike riding or going for hikes or yoga, It's different for everybody. My passion is on strength training. I like to teach people that they are so much stronger than they think they are. Mm. There's nothing greater than when I have a client and I can point out muscle developing. The first time you see that little cut in their arm, that the little tricep muscle popping out or the bicep muscle, and they get so excited to see that little bit of strength coming out. So I really enjoy that side of it for the long-term benefits as well as the short-term benefits of strength training. But it doesn't mean it's for everybody. Okay, you have to find what brings you the most joy. But I do encourage you to try different things. Mm. So a lot of women, the first thing they say to me is, oh, I don't want to be all big and bulky.
Yeah, people think they're going to get really thick, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, listen, it's a lot of work to get to that.
Yeah.
There's no way we're going to take
and
you there.
And some testosterone.
Right. I'm like, trust me, yeah. As a fitness competitor, I know how hard it is to put on that much muscle, so I will not take you there. But to just try it, you know, because it does bring you so much joy and so much health benefits when you can implement strength training into all of those other activities, adding on muscle. Muscle burns more calories than anything. If you take two people, one who is very muscular and one who doesn't have very much muscle, and they're sitting on the couch next to each other, the one with more muscle is just naturally burning more calories, just sitting there doing nothing. And so it helps us to keep our metabolism up by having muscle mass. And it's not big bulky muscle, it's just replacing fat with lean toned muscle. So I find a lot of joy in that. Clients will find a lot of joy in that once they start seeing results. So yeah. That's the key, is being patient, because it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
We wish it does.
Yeah, we wish it was a pill we could take, right?
Right? But in your program, give yourself a good 90 days and sit to it. Because that's when you're going to see the results, and that's what brings you the most joy, is when all of a sudden your pants are fitting a little looser, or you see that little muscle definition popping out. Those little things, those just little victories.
Or
I had a client who told me she was at a family reunion, and she was in charge of the games for the kids, and she had energy to run around with the kids all day long. Oh. All the other adults are sitting on the sidelines, just watching while she's out there playing with the kids. And that meant the world to her that she could do that.
I love that. I love that it can make a big difference in how you live your life, right? And that's really cool. And I think one of the concepts that I try to teach people as a mental health therapist is the power of patience. Being able to be patient and also looking at the little wins, like seeing a little bit of that muscle coming, or, you know, feeling more energy, or just being able to see those little things that you can say, hey, I did this. And I think it builds people's self-efficacy, right? Their belief that they can do something, that they can make a difference in their life, that they did this, that it was them that did this, that made this change, which I think has momentum to it. Once you see that, you want to keep going with it. You know, just like anything that we're successful with, that's one of our human needs, is to feel successful and that we can do things and we can accomplish things. So I love that. And you're right. Everyone has something different that's joyful for them. Biking is joyful for me. And some people, you know, that's not their thing. But you know what I noticed today, which is interesting? I went to a biking class, and I've been trying to do more strength training because I turned 42 this year. So, you know, I'm trying to get more muscle mass for bone density and all of those things. And what I noticed is I can do a very little tiny bit of strength training, maybe taking a class or something here or there, or even just doing some curls or with weights that I have at home. And it makes me stronger in my biking, which I love, right? So today I noticed I was a lot stronger in my biking. So and I love that you said, you know, people playing with their kids, their flexibility, their ability to, you know, in our weight class, we were doing kind of things on one leg to help you with your balance. You know, some people say they see a difference in how they can balance, you know, and they can pick things up off the floor better. And, you know, just all of those things that I think are so exciting to see, that when you're doing a little bit to make you stronger, it impacts every part of movement that you could be doing, right? So absolutely. I love that.
I have a client who's been strength training with me for, gosh, I think we're about 4 months in now. And he is an avid soccer player. And was telling me, he says, my performance on the field and my energy is so much better because of this strength training. And, you know, which is very different because, you know, strength, you wouldn't think strength training would impact how he is on the field when he's running back and forth. But it really has, because we incorporate agility training as well as weightlifting together. And it's just, you know, he's been just blown away with how his endurance has increased.
I love that. It's almost like more bang for your buck, right? I feel like you do a little bit of the strength.
Things you love even more.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And I think that's really exciting. And it's that thing of, you can be joyful, you can really love what you're doing, whether it's being with your kids or gardening or, you know, whatever it is that is movement that makes you feel joyful, and recognizing that even if you've had problems in the past with movement, you can change that and it can improve. So right. I love that. So we're going to just take another quick break, but I'd love, Summer, when we come back, for you to give us just a few tips that people can take home, maybe just to get started. You know, it's the new year and a lot of people are like, I want to do something fitness wise to get into better shape. Maybe you can give just a few tips on how they can start their journey with fitness. When we come back, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
What are your goals for 2018? Do you feel stressed, overweight, and unhappy? Are you tired of setting goals that you don't accomplish? Do you want more confidence to live the life you dream of? Do you want more energy, motivation, and focus to create your dreams? Well, 2018 is your year. Join Camille with Flourish Wellness January 10th for a 6-week online wellness power class and jump into the new year with excitement. Learn how to create an inspiring vision of the life you want. Overcome obstacles to health. Create daily health habits. Practice mindfulness and get the support and accountability you need to succeed. Are you ready to make a change? Register now at flourishwellnessconsulting.com under Great Stuff. It's time to jump into the new year and change your life for good.
Welcome back, everybody, to Wellness Wisdom. Today, we're talking about fitness, and a lot of it's been about mental fitness too, right? And the importance of finding movement to be joyful, right? And ways that you can make it joyful in your life. And we're talking to Summer Milkovich, who has her own personal training and nutrition program that she helps people really find their inner strength as well as their physical strength. Would you say that's right, Summer?
Yep, that's 100% right.
Yeah, I love that. And so I'd love, Summer, for you to give us just a couple of tips for people to start out, you know, for them, maybe they haven't ever done weight training or they want to try something new for their fitness in 2018. What tips would you give people to just kind of start out?
Well, a couple of things. But the first thing is try a couple of different things. You know, try a yoga class for your first time, you know, try, a spin class, try just going for walks, and then try an at-home weightlifting program. Okay. Sampling these different things is going to help you discover what it is you like. Okay. Mm. What's going to bring you that joy. And I really encourage weights training for the benefits that we talked about before, that, you know, get building that muscle, because it's going to give you a better metabolism, and there's so many benefits down the line with that. And with that, I'd suggest, there are a lot of programs online that you can find, even just Googling workouts that you can find. There's so much free information out there, which will take you to that beginning point, but only that far, because you don't want to injure yourself. It's so important that if you're going to try a strength training program, that you do it correctly, that you have that correct form. And so finding a program that's going to teach that, that's not just going to say, okay, here's your workout, go ahead with it. Mm-hmm. They need to actually show you how to do it as well. And so lots of times hiring a personal trainer is a good way to go, because they will show you the correct way. So if you've had any joint issues, you're not going to aggravate them or make them worse. And then the other thing is, just remember that consistency is key. So important. No matter what you choose, just make it a consistent thing and give yourself 90 days. Say, I am going to commit to this and stay consistent with it. And, you know, for you, it might be 2 days a week and maybe 3 days a week, maybe four or five, just depending on what your current activity level is. And, you know, once you've found something that you like and you feel like, okay, I can commit to this, I think this would make a difference in my life and I enjoy it, then I'm going to commit to it for this time frame. And whether there's a monetary investment or not is up to you. But just make that mental declaration that I'm going to make a change and I'm going to see it through and stay consistent.
Oh, that's great. I love that because, you know, really committing to it is really probably the most important thing is that I'm going to try this. It's kind of, I tell my clients, pretend it's an experiment. You're going to see how it goes. You're going to try different things. I love that idea of just trying different ways to move your body, seeing what works for you. And what I've noticed is that people that have a healthy lifestyle, they get something out of the movement. They're not just doing it because they think they should or they have to. They enjoy it. So they get joy out of it. Like for me, biking, I love the wind in my hair. I love the sights and the smells and coasting down hills. And, you know, so finding the thing that you move your body that you really get something out of it. I love that. And trying different things because you may not know what you would like if you don't try it, right? Mm-hmm. And that you can try it in different ways. And I love that we really need someone to support us so we're doing it in the correct way, right? We don't want to hurt our bodies or do something that might have more damage than the good that it could help us with. So, and then being consistent, which I feel like is a huge part of what I teach clients, patience, consistency, you know, sticking with something for a while to see how you feel and then recognizing the results and celebrating what gains you make, you know, how things improve for you, I think is huge. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, Summer. I think this has been really, I'm excited for everyone to learn about joyful movement in 2018 and to find something that brings them that joy and that happiness. If people want to get a hold of you or they want to work with you, how can they reach you? What would be the best way?
My website is Summer K Fitness and it's spelled out K-A-Y-E. So Summer, K-A-Y-E, fitness.com. You can find me on Facebook under Summer K Fit or on Instagram. My handle is just at Summer K Fit. And just remember to spell out K-A-Y-E. And, you know, you can follow me there. I'm always posting tips. I post a lot of my workouts. I am pregnant right now, so I post my pregnancy workouts and I'm sharing a lot of those. And, you know, I have an online coaching program. So if you're not local, you're not in Utah, I'm in Utah, then you can always work with me online. And we do online calls, coaching calls back and forth. And, you know, I have a program that you may or may not fit into. And I also offer custom programs where we can design a program that's just for you, specific to you, or do small group coaching. So, you know, it kind of is flexible for different price ranges. And I don't know, I'd love to work with you. I'd love to make more of an impact in 2018, inspire more people to take control of their health and learn just how strong they really are.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thanks for being, for letting us talk today about this such important subject, you know, and being a guest for us today. I believe in this. I think that taking care of your physical health and impacts your mental health. It impacts so many different things. So I hope everybody, you can in 2018, make a small goal, even if it's something like I'm going to walk more or I'm going to take the stairs at work or things like that. I know that you can make those changes and you can make peace with your body and like who you are. Take care, everybody.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.